You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donks? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in the RVA. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be all across this great country of ours. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning. Let's see. April 5th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Life is flying by, brother.
Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
What's up, Ricky?
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You ready for the weekend? You ready for the weekend?
I'm ready for the weekend on Mondays. But yes, to answer your question, yes.
There was, I did have, I had an epiphany as I was just wandering around my dark house, as I was about to leave out the front door. It just snapped to my mind that I don't have to wake up at 4:20 tomorrow morning.
That's right, just, you
don't. Isn't that great?
That just keeps me going through the day. Right. That's the motivating factor.
My body will wake up at 4:20, but
mine will not.
Mine will not either.
Mine will continue to snooze on my pillow.
Mine wakes up.
Body clock, man. It just naturally gets up.
Mine also wakes up at 2.
But I won't get up out of bed. I'm just saying my body will wake up.
I'll probably be up late, though, because tonight you have the women's Final Four and the UConn-Iowa game is the late game.
Yep.
Yeah, what time does that tip?
Probably 9:20.
Oh yeah, I won't.
Maybe later.
Maybe I'll watch like the first.
I'm gonna guess later.
It still throws me that they play quarters instead of halves. Curveball for your pals. But I haven't watched enough women's college.
They say
hoops.
The first game will tip off at 7. It won't.
Oh no.
And then you know, they're playing in the same arena. So
I actually like quarters better than halves. I think
I like halves. I'm a creature of habit.
The foul situation is so much better in women's college basketball because I think you shoot two after five team fouls for every quarter.
Right.
Okay.
And so I think the men's game really gets bogged down in fouls and and you know a team can get to the line with 12 minutes left in a half as opposed to the women's game. It kind of runs more smoothly, I think.
Mm-hmm. Got quarters in the NBA, Cakes.
Yeah,
quarters
in
most things. It's really
I know.
College hoops, right?
He's just used to soccer. You're used to halves in college basketball.
Yeah, I understand.
This is the first game, South Carolina NC State, will be interesting, too, because I saw NC State play twice this year in the regular season. They lost to Virginia Tech twice. They were swept by Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech's best player, Liz Kittley, who's 6'6", killed them both times, had 25 and 12 in both games. And South Carolina's best player, Camilla Cardoza, is 6'7". So I think Cardoza is going to really own them. NC State doesn't have a real good athletic big. So they've got good athletic guards who can shoot, but South Carolina's center is 6'7". That's just a big girl in women's hoops.
It is crazy that on both the men's side and the women's side that UConn and NC State
are both in
the Final Four.
Wonder when the last time you had two teams in the Final Four on both men's and women's the same year.
Has it ever happened?
Don't know. I have to
check. Think about how many programs there are, Division I programs, on both the men's side and women's
that's
side.
That's just dump trucks of money that are going into both of those universities from the NCAA.
Sure, it's happened before, but
what a windfall.
I mean, UConn obviously has done it on the men and women's side a bunch of times because Geno's been to 23 Final Fours. Mm-hmm. And then UConn's been to a bunch of, you know,
how many has he won? How many has Geno won?
I think 11.
He's got 11. That would have been my guess. Yeah,
this will be 12.
That is a huge number, though.
But yeah, it's going to be a late night.
Yeah, I'm interested in watching it.
I am too.
Definitely the second game. I mean, South Carolina, I haven't watched 1 second of them. You just named their players. I couldn't have named them. I know they're undefeated.
Well,
I know their coach.
Well, and then the whole story with them is to rebound from losing to Iowa last year in the Final Four, where Caitlin Clark had 41 against them. So they're Dawn Staley's solely focused on winning the national championship.
I'm going to bet the Caitlin Clark overs. That is something I will do. I may not watch it.
Well, what is it? It's going to be high, though.
I don't know what that. I'll go to the.
That's a classic.
I'll go to BetMGM and I'll look at the overs for Caitlin Clark and I'll check that box.
But you understand that Vegas, they understand that she scores a lot.
I understand. I get how Vegas works.
Oh, you think they're surprised?
I understand that, but I know that I looked at her overs before the last game and she just blew them all out of the water.
She did. Okay.
So I'm going to.
All right, so you have a little rationale.
I'm going to tail that and hope the same thing happens.
I'll put this up a little bit later in the show as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day.
Mm-hmm.
What are you more interested in, the women's Final Four or the men's Final Four?
I'm more interested in the men's. But
I'm back to the men. It was a comet streaking across the sky that I was interested in LSU-Iowa because of the rematch factor. Now I'm back. I'm back on the men's side.
I was interested last year because
the guys.
Clark and obviously with Virginia Tech getting there. But so I'm certainly interested in it. But right. I'm a men's college hoops fan. I mean, and
we're the dudes, Jason. That's all there is to it.
But it'll
I bet you're
be,
in the minority.
I'll tell you what,
that's fine.
You might be right.
I don't have to be in the majority on everything. That's okay.
But I also know you. Me. I know you. You don't care about the men's side that much.
Not that much.
Are you a big NC State fan?
Not really.
Purdue fan?
I'll be completely honest. The first time I learned about DJ Burns was in the NCAA tournament.
Of course.
First time I heard his name.
Hey, Drab, I've never been more impressed. Like, Jason, I'm going to pay you a compliment. It's a compliment / I'm teasing.
What?
I've never been more impressed with your just overall sports knowledge than I am this morning. Just all of the women's nuggets that you bring. Well, I believe you're the biggest sports fan in the country.
No,
I really do believe
Pete Medhurst.
That.
Yeah, I like it.
I love
okay,
Jason.
I would say, okay,
Pete Medhurst beats him.
You have to watch the games to be the biggest sports fan of the country.
I do watch the games,
but he still somehow has nuggets. He still somehow cares
because I follow it.
He's doing a little. He's doing show prep.
Okay,
nobody really needs
Eric's amazed by show prep.
You don't really have to do show prep on the other half of the women's bracket.
He knows
that's not really a thing.
He knows the women.
I follow it.
He dropped that nugget because he watches Virginia Tech hoops and he saw that big giant play against Virginia Tech. So you give him credit for that, but
no. I honestly think there's a bit here where we could ask him something about like steeplechase.
No,
and this guy's gonna know the top riders or something. Like I just think he knows.
I just follow the stuff.
That's Pete Medhurst.
I know Pete. You're right. You guys are bringing up a good point. I okay.
Yeah.
Second to Pete.
I used to be a bigger sports fan when I was younger. I'm not. I mean, I don't follow. I don't follow all the teams as much as I used to when I was younger.
Well,
does that make any sense?
Of course.
Nobody does, except for maybe you.
No, I'm into women's hoops because, like I said, the last 3 years, I've followed Virginia Tech, so I kind of follow the teams they play.
Right. I like sports. I like if I'm at Cornell or something, I'll watch the Cornell women's team play.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't absorb it all the way you do. It's just amazing.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. You asked me what I look forward to each day. It's usually something on TV on sports.
Right.
You look forward to going to, you know, playing a simulator for 9 holes.
Play golf or go dinner and then watch something. I like to watch a little something, but I can't just watch just anything. No, and the things I do watch are different to you because I'll watch American Idol.
Yeah, you watch all that.
We all have different interests.
Most of us were watching the Caps last night, and maybe we shouldn't have.
Yeah, it was a depressing watch.
No, and by the way, they're done. They're done.
I mean,
because they're not beating Carolina tonight on the road.
I'm not ruling them out yet, but
yeah,
we shouldn't be surprised that they lose because they're very mediocre. They just got hot, and we like that, but we shouldn't be surprised.
The goal differential stinks.
It does.
And it's haunting.
But this is the worst time on the schedule to lose 4 straight.
Yeah,
the worst possible time.
Except the Flyers had lost a bunch in a row, right?
They've lost 5 straight.
The reason why they got in playoff position is because the other team started collapsing around them.
Right, but last night the Islanders beat the, Blue Jackets. That doesn't help.
They may not be that last wild card either. I mean, now Pittsburgh and the Islanders are right there, smack dab in the middle.
Now, no, it's the division.
Yeah, division is what they have to
Bettinati
chase
now. Bettinati has told you all along, look at the division and look at the Flyers. The Flyers have lost five in a row.
Well, that's
and the
what I'm
Caps
saying.
Have lost four in a row.
That's what I'm telling you, that the Islanders and the Pens are in the division, and they're smack dab in the middle of it now. So, and have you looked at the Caps schedule?
They it's got some, not, yeah, it's
they've
tough.
Got one easy out. And that's,
brutal.
That's Ottawa at home.
Right.
That's one decent out. Ottawa, everything else
up,
is brutal.
Ottawa gave up a six-piece last night. I can't remember who they played.
That's
but
it.
They got blanked. It was ugly.
But, yeah, that was – I turned it off after 2-0 because when the puck went off the skate, and went past Chucky. I said, you know what? This is not their night.
I think you're going to see Kempe tonight. Well, I don't know. His name's Darcy, I guess.
You're
going to see Darcy tonight, second of a back-to-back, I would think.
Right.
I mean, unless you just want to completely run like Chucky into the ground.
Well, I mean, I know that Carberry doesn't care about money. But at some point, you're paying this guy $5 million a year.
Yeah.
Go out and earn it.
You
go out there
deal.
And make a, go, this, go get your money tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Go earn your money tonight. We need you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
We need a big Darcy performance
it's
tonight.
It's so shot against Linger. The guy's just worn out, you know.
He's got to be so gassed.
Yeah, he's worn out. Give it. He needs a break.
But you know what else they need? They need people to score.
Yeah. Understood.
Last four games. 1-2-2-1. Not good enough.
Not nearly good enough.
All right. So you got to score
the
goals.
The only good thing from last night's game is that Ovi scored. Other than that, I can't think of one positive from
they
last
almost
night's
blew that
game.
Opportunity too. They had a 5-on-3,
yeah.
And for the first minute, they couldn't even get it into the zone.
Oh, they had a power play. I can't remember when. I think
they almost gave up a goal on 5-on-3. That was actually a really good save by Lindgren.
They had
because somehow in a 5-on-3, the three had a fast break.
Yeah, in the second period, they had a power play where I think Locker said. They were in the offensive zone for about 14 to 20 seconds of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, well, how can you expect to score a goal on a power play if you're not getting your power play set up and you're not establishing in the other team's defensive zone?
Right.
Like it's just that was a gross loss, a gross one at home that you really needed.
Yep, you're right.
But
needed to get at least a point.
Maybe they bounce back tonight. I like to grasp. Even though it's a tightrope
walk. Well,
they
are pros. I mean, anything's possible.
Now, they called up a goalie from the minors yesterday, Hunter Shepard.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do that. They're not going to play him, would they?
Oh, that's the ultimate insult.
They've like completely lost faith in
Darcy.
I mean, yeah, you can't play him. You can't play him in a high-pressure spot with a play.
Maybe they claim he's hurt. Maybe they claim Darcy's hurt.
I don't know. I found it curious.
Darcy might have a little bowel inflammation or something. You know, he's come up with something.
Why did they call up Hunter Shepard?
It's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, it might be a big nothing burger. Might mean absolutely nothing, but I found it curious that they called him up.
No disrespect to him, but if I see that he's starting tonight, I'm going to plow some money in on
the Is that the one
Hurricanes.
Whose mom was in the stands at one point last year? Remember he made it? Wasn't it the Caps goalie that made a start and it was like a big deal?
I think it might have been earlier this year.
Yeah.
He might have played like against
was it this
the
guy?
Devils.
Was it this guy?
Might have been Hunter Shepard. Yeah. It sounds right.
Yeah. It was like some sort of like miracle story that he was called up or whatever and playing. I can't remember.
And Philly and Detroit play tonight too. So you got Philly at Buffalo and you've got the Detroit hosting the Rangers. So you're rooting against those two teams, obviously,
correct.
As well.
All we want is one local team.
How many times have we come in to say, man, it was a bad night for the locals last night?
Yeah, we're doing an awful lot.
Well, I'm a beaten man. I was telling the guys, I'm a beaten man.
All of us are.
Yeah, I know, but of course you are. But I just can't get interested when we just lose all the time.
Yeah, it's a given with the Wizards. We expect this for probably three more seasons at least.
Well, I actually didn't think so. I thought it would be a couple season turnaround, and then it just became obvious, no, this year. Oh, it's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
I told you when they brought in... Jordan Poole and Kuzma, to me, they are not winning players. Ironically, both have championship rings, but they're just guys that are going to get up,
well, you
get
know,
their
we've
numbers.
Been killing Poole,
he's played
but
better
has Kuz put up his numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's having a year.
It is distressing when you see the headline that the upcoming draft is the worst in decades.
Right. We're
right
NBA up there for
execs.
One or two.
And that's when the Wiz... are in full-blown tank mode.
Well, I think all you need to know about Kyle Kuzma is he could have been traded to a contender.
I know, didn't want to go.
Yeah. The Dallas Mavericks?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
And he said, no, I want to keep putting up my numbers here for the Wizards. No.
The most mystifying part is that the Wizards...
Listen to
just
him.
Just said, okay, we won't trade you.
Because I don't think it mattered to them. They ended up trading Gafford, right? Yeah. So yes, to them, it doesn't really matter because neither guy is part of their long-term future. Kuzma this year averaging 22 points. And let's see. How many rebounds?
How many games has he missed?
6.6 rebounds. He's played in 70 games. Kuzma.
Maybe he's missed a bunch with that heel issue just lately.
Man, I give the Toronto.
How many has he missed lately?
I give the Raptors a lot of credit. They've lost 15 straight games. They're really trying to get in the mix for a top 4 or 5 pick. What are they doing in Toronto?
Remember, they traded their best player in Pascal Siakam. Mm.
Well, things are not going well.
Mm. But with the Caps, Cakes updates those playoff chances.
Yeah.
Every day.
Pretty grim.
I mean, it shows you kind of how silly those numbers are. I mean, because there's such wild fluctuations. It was just last week, it was like 78% or whatever the hell it is. They lose tonight. Cake said it's down to 23%.
Yep.
I mean, literally.
36% chance of qualifying
upside
for
down
the playoffs.
In a week.
To use Jason's.
What use are those numbers?
To use Jason's metric, though, he never liked the overtime loss. If you count those as losses, they're a sub 500 team.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm not surprised by that.
They still get points for
they are losses.
Those games.
I mean, being a Grinch.
I mean, the other teams
they are losing.
Other teams get overtime losses too.
There's not one time they get overtime losses. They skate off sized.
Right. If you get an overtime win, it's just a win.
Yeah, it should be a win. I mean, I understand to reward you a little bit with a point, but it feels like an effing loss.
I get so bitter looking at MoneyPuck.com at all of the teams that have a 100% chance of qualifying for the playoffs.
I get you bitter.
And the Caps aren't one of them. Yeah. Got to keep scrolling down. Oh, listen. Boston, 100%. Florida, 100%. Winnipeg, 100%. Vegas, 99.9%. Caps, 36%.
Well, we should actually all be grateful that they're even in this position because they were sellers like we keep talking about a month ago.
True.
I mean, it's actually nobody expected this, that they'd even be in the hunt.
Well, Brian McClellan, the GM, certainly didn't expect it. That's why he's selling off pieces.
Well, the Caps and Penguins are going in different directions because the Caps have lost 4 in a row. Their goal differential in the year is minus 38. Meanwhile, the Pens, who were 1 point behind them, they've won 3 in a row. And they are actually in the positive on point differential. So Caps fortunate to be in the position they are.
You know, Jake, hopefully how do you feel about tonight?
Terrible.
Not good.
Terrible.
Good.
Yeah. Awful.
Yeah. Normally he's
still
positive too. You're
Yeah, but I mean they looked lifeless at home. Now they have to hop on a bird after the game, fly down to Carolina and play one of the best teams in the conference. How could you feel great about that?
I think your answer is correct. But it's kind of stark and striking coming from you. You normally don't like to have negative vibes. You don't like to think negatively.
I'm generally positive with the Caps, generally.
Yeah, but you're not right now.
Last night?
You're not.
Last night hurt me. It cut me to the core.
Carolina is minus 275 to win tonight.
Yeah, I mean, massive
Even on the puck line, they're minus number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good for the Caps.
Not good. That's good. Maybe, when we write them off, maybe they'll just rise to the occasion.
Maybe. Or maybe they just have 11 days left in the season.
Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't handle people that hate the Caps sending me GIFs of or cartoons of Ovi lifting a golf bag over his head.
It's an oldie but goodie.
I remember that so vividly before he won the Stanley Cup. Every offseason, it would be the jokes about how do you serve a white Russian? Give it to him without a cup. I mean, all those jokes, they're all just gonna come streaming back. Oh,
well, that's the state of the team. They're at Carolina tonight. They go have home game against Ottawa on Sunday, at Detroit on Tuesday.
I will say this:
Buffalo next Thursday. It's a sprint.
If they lose to the Ottawa Senators,
yeah,
I will officially abandon ship. I will give up. I'll officially give up hope if they somehow drop a game.
That's the game after Carolina.
If they drop a game to the Sens, I will no longer harbor any playoff hopes.
You should go to that game Sunday at 6. Mm. It's not that late.
That's a good time. You're right.
Yep.
Maybe I will.
All right, got to take a break. We are packed on today's show. Kevin McCarthy is going to join us, talk movies coming up at 7. Reggie Barlow, yes, the D.C. Defenders are back. Home opener against Houston on Sunday. We'll talk to the head coach, Reggie Barlow, at 7:20. John Feinstein at 8. And Mike DeCourcy, who covers the Final Four, will join us at 9 o'clock.
Phoenix, Strabby, DeCourcy?
He is.
Oh, he has to be. He's one of the big dogs.
Yeah, I figured.
So we will talk to him coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Time now to open up the Junkies Sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Cakes is going to be staying up late tonight to watch the women play in the Final Four in Cleveland. First game's at 7, supposed to be at 7, probably tip off at 7:20. NC State, South Carolina. South Carolina's 11.5-point favorite. Total is about 140. They're minus 1,300 on the money line.
Ooh, that sounds like a bet I might make.
South Carolina.
A big, stupid bet.
Yeah, just put your entire account on South Carolina just to win.
I might. You never know.
And they're 36-0 and number one overall seed. The second game will probably tip off, I don't know, 9:30-ish. UConn, Iowa. And, yes, Cakes will stay up to watch that as well.
Every last second.
Iowa lays 2.5, totals 162.5. The last time that Paige Becker is the stud for UConn and Caitlin Clark played against each other, I think, was when they were freshmen a couple of years ago, and UConn won that game. But Iowa's a slight favorite, 2.5, 162.5 is your total. Women's Final Four, men's Final Four on Saturday.
Isn't part of the storyline, too, that – UConn was where Caitlin Clark wanted to go, but they didn't recruit her.
I hadn't known that. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
they snubbed her coming out of high school.
Well, I would think most kids, if they play, they want it. Like UConn be high on their list. That's their dream school, right?
Jason,
how was UConn not recruiting her? Maybe is she kind of a late bloomer?
I thought she was like a all state. She was amazing in high school, wasn't she?
I would have thought
like,
so.
She was a high school stud.
Maybe because they had Beckers.
But UConn gets every high school stud, right? They get every state stud if they want them.
Might have been just they had Beckers.
They also had Azzie Fudd, who's local kid who was coming out. She was probably the best high school player coming out.
Is that the one from St. John's or whatever?
Yeah, but she's had two major knee injuries.
Here's the story. According to ESPN's Wright Thompson, as Clark dominated during her high school days with Dowling Catholic High School in Iowa, she understandably had aspirations of at least being evaluated, let alone recruited, by Oriyama's historically successful program. But for as much as Clark had hoped UConn would at least take a look at her game, it appears Oriyama really never gave her an earnest thought in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, her over is 33.5 tonight. Boop! going over that.
Click it.
That's the first of my Caitlin Clark parlay.
What's does it have Becker's?
I have to scroll down to see. Yeah, Becker's number's 26 and a hook.
Wow. Okay. Well, Kicks, you should be interested in it, especially if you're going to have cash on it.
I will. I'm not going to put a lot of cash on it, but I will dabble. There'll be some dabbling.
All right, just flip over. You're watching the Caps Hurricanes game tonight, right?
I will. Oh, that's
during
true.
Commercial breaks later on, flip over.
I could be convinced to do that, sure.
Hmm. Well, then, of course, tomorrow you got the men playing. NC State, Purdue, they tip at around 6:10. They're playing out there in State Farm Stadium. State Farm Stadium is where the Cardinals play.
Yeah. That's a
big ass stadium.
How far is Glendale from Phoenix proper? A drab T-shirt, Arizona expert.
It's about 20 minutes west of this of downtown.
Nothing.
Very good.
Right there.
Maybe a little farther, but it's
in
out there.
In my worldwide travels, I think my only exposure to Arizona airport layover, Phoenix.
I think that's
how you guys went to the Super Bowl.
Not in Arizona.
No. I actually didn't. No, I've been to Arizona a million times, but I would always go to Tucson.
We've drawn some pretty poor Super Bowl cities if you look at the totality of it. We went to Atlanta. There was an ice storm.
Yep.
Went to Dallas. They got hit with a snowstorm. Didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we went to Detroit.
Yep.
The
Miami.
Ones,
Miami.
Tampa,
Miami.
San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah. So we're batting about 500.
Is that all? Is that the only one?
I think he about nailed it.
I think that's about it.
I think he got them
all.
Yeah.
We didn't go to
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah. So we've been to 7?
Sounds about right.
I thought it was more than that.
Yep.
All right, so NC State Purdue first game. These games are on TBS.
By the way, did you see the turnout for the DJs when they did an appearance at a Raleigh Applebee's?
Yeah, it was rocking.
I mean, there were like a billion people there.
Really?
Oh. There were people like climbing the trees outside just to get a glimpse inside the restaurant to see them.
Radio guys?
No, to see the guy. No, the DJs.
DJ Burns.
DJ Burns and
DJ,
DJ
okay.
Horn from NC State.
Okay, I was like, the radio guys.
No. The radio guys couldn't draw flies.
Yeah, but that made no sense to me.
The wildly popular guys from the Wolfpack Hoops team. They were packing them in.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Packing them in at the Applebee's.
Jason, I did put up the Scotty's Vodka Junkies poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. And it's, which side are you more interested in? You went through all the games, women's side or men's side. This is the first. I would say I'm more interested in the women's side.
Mm.
Well, never before.
You just put it up?
Just put it up.
Right.
I'm kind of more interested on the men's now. Just with the Purdue-NC State match.
Right. And of course, Bama UConn second game.
Hey, who was
the Final Four on cable or on a network last year?
I think it's always on the mothership.
No, they
right?
Switch off.
No, they switch because you would
back
expect them to be on
CBS.
It's on CBS.
It's a horrible idea.
Should always be on CBS.
Should always the Final Four and the final game should
all
always
be on CBS.
It shouldn't matter
on
that much.
The big one.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
I know we've been raised that it matters. But everyone's got some sort of cable or some sort of package where they have
ESPN. I know, it's strange.
I'm an old network snob.
Network.
Because I'm old. Network TV always, for sports,
I
always trounces
totally agree.
The TBSs, the TNTs.
I know, I agree, but we
God
all
forbid,
have both channels.
God forbid you're on True TV. True TV is the domain of playing games and the worst crime documentaries
don't
you've ever seen.
Don't they put them on the CW sometimes, too, or no?
I don't
CW.
Think so. I don't think the
no,
CW
am I
is
crazy?
In the mix.
Okay.
Hey, who's on the call? Is it
Iron Eagle.
Grant Hill, yeah, Iron Eagle, and yeah. Raftery.
Is Iron Eagle 4 feet tall? He looks pretty.
I don't think he's very tall.
Yeah.
I think one of the yesterday was media day, and Edie was praising DJ Burns, right? Because they're all separate.
Sure.
Edie was like, I think the way they treat this guy is kind of wrong. They treat him like a sideshow. This guy's a really good basketball player.
He's right.
And then they asked DJ Burns what he thought of Edie, and he goes, this guy, he hasn't faced anybody like me. I'm going to be scoring on him. He's going to have a big challenge in front of him.
He was being nice and the other guys being competitive.
Well, there you go. And Edie heard that.
Burns is reading his press clippings.
I kind of do feel bad for Edie. Like, Edie, everywhere he goes, people just gawk at him and point at him. Like, he's just a physical oddity. Mm-hmm. When you're 7'4", you can't. You can't go anywhere without people.
You can't holler at a chick at a frat party.
Yeah, you can't fly into the
radar Did you see the latest picture of him at a bar with the smoke show?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he just knocking down everything
he's got
over there?
He was in Chicago. He's at a bar with a bucket hat on. It looks like he's going to do fly fishing. I'm dead serious.
Waders.
Yeah, not only is he 7 foot six, he's got a bucket hat
He's going to go trout fishing?
Yeah, it looks like the free like Miller Lite Oriole giveaway orange hats.
Yeah.
Not a good look. Although the chick he's with is a 20.
I think he's proving it doesn't matter, right, with him.
Yeah.
How big's his nose?
Yeah, go it's measure his nose.
It's got to be enormous.
Yeah. All right, so in baseball, it's gotta be. Bad night for the locals. Caps, we already touched on that. Baseball, bad day for the Nats. JoJo Gray wasn't good again. He's now 0-2, ERA of 14.
He's an average pitcher.
No.
He's worse than average. All-star,
I'm just saying he's an average pitcher.
Well, he doesn't throw the ball hard. He just relies on location and, you know, and his ball movement. And yesterday, man, first of all, he couldn't hit the strike zone early. And then he's just throwing meatballs.
Maybe he took Rizzo's sign that he put up all over spring training to heart. Nobody cares how hard you throw a ball for.
So he's throwing.
And he's just taking that into account for all of his pitches.
But you mentioned the only positive for the Caps last night was Ovi scoring.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
The positive last night for the Nats, CJ Abrams hit another dinger. Mm. Two more hits.
He's
a stud.
Yeah.
But they lost 7-4, so they are now 2-4. The Pirates are 6-1. The Nats will play here this weekend against
the Phils.
The Phils are in town.
Phils are coming back.
So the schedule today is interesting for a Friday. There are 1, 2, 3 early games. So Blue Jays are playing the Yankees at 1:05. A's play the Tigers at 1:10. Dodgers Cubs at 2:20. Usually on a Friday, you're playing. You know, those are all night games, but maybe there's weather.
Orioles play at 4.
Orioles play a 4 o'clock game against the Pirates.
I think it's because didn't MLB put in some sort of rule or that teams need to play before like 7 o'clock during like for X amount of games?
Maybe
during
the
season. I think they instituted a new rule.
It's interesting.
By the way, Valdez back on Twitter, like in full force, was tweeting again about his Orioles frustrations.
I'm glad he is.
He retired from Twitter. I'm just saying that he's been voicing his discontent about the Orioles having the guys up from the minors.
I'm going to be a Norfolk Tide fan because
that's where all your guys are.
Because that's where all the guys I'm rooting for are.
Right,
right.
I'm a Norfolk Tide guy.
You'll make a road trip down the summer, see a game or two.
Well, by the summer, a lot of these guys will be up.
That's a good point.
Maybe not.
Are there any studs with the Bay Sox that are
No, I'm bitter. I am bitter though because I missed the opportunity to see Jackson Holliday in person,
with
30, 40 minutes away.
Yeah,
with Bowie.
Yeah,
that would have
slept
been fun.
On it.
Well,
they had Gunner. They had Adley Rutschman. All those guys played for the Bay
Grayson.
Sox.
Grayson.
Yeah,
and Grayson's pitching today.
Mm-hmm.
No, they all run through Bowie.
all right, so last but not least, you know, we've been talking about the Rashee Rice stuff.
Did he ever come out yet and talk publicly? It's still that dumb statement.
Just the statement.
His lawyer talks
a lot. His lawyer talked yesterday.
Yeah, that statement kills me.
The lawyer basically said, all right, well, he was driving the Lamborghini. And you've seen the video, Lamborghini and the Corvette.
Yeah.
Lamborghini was actually out in front and actually was the first to hit another car, I think, the Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm. It actually looked like most of my commutes home on the on 295 in D.C. It looked
basically
eerily reminiscent of that.
He basically said, look, Rice, he's a young kid. He made a mistake. He's a stupid young kid who made almost a grave mistake.
Right.
I think that he's probably right. But the kid needs to go out there and own it.
I agree.
But
he needs to be penalized.
Real contrition, of course. But also real contrition and real remorse. If you want to get that, you know, get the fans behind you.
I saw a lawyer predict 2 to 10 years.
Really?
My dad will get that, but.
I mean, nobody died, right? Nobody died.
But it's drag racing, and I think there were injuries.
Okay.
There were definitely two people that went to the hospital.
Yeah. His lawyer said he's going to do everything in his power to bring their life back to as normal as possible in terms of injuries, in terms of property damage.
Mm-hmm. So that's code for. He's going to pay a lot of money to hopefully make this go away and not do any jail time.
I just still think it's just so strange that these guys, You know, they cause these accidents, and then they get out of the car on basically the beltway,
right?
And they start walking up the street,
right? And everybody has a camera.
Everybody's
a dash
got a camera.
Cam.
They're it's asking like, if they're okay, right? And of course, they're not talking, and they just leave the scene.
All right.
Well, probably because he didn't want a breathalyzer at the time.
I'm sure that
because there's
to do
definitely
with it.
Video of him at a bar before.
I'm sure that had something to do with it, but look, he's not happy, and he's going to have some serious repercussions here. I'm guessing in the next few weeks. So there we go. Big game for the Caps tonight, but they're playing Carolina, who's one of the best home records in the league. And we're hearing that Darcy tweaked something in practice.
Oh, so that's why they called
this week.
Yeah. Yes.
So he may not. Hunter may play.
He could. I guess if Carberry wants to give
he might just say Chuck rest. We gotta give you a rest. We gotta go with the
might
young
toss
guy.
The keys to Hunter Shepherd.
Yeah.
Try to catch lightning in a bottle. That's literally what you're trying to do.
There's a lot of hoping for the best going on.
When he came up, did he get a dub?
I'd have to look at his game logs. I can't remember. I think he might have gotten
a win. I feel like he might have gotten one dub.
I think he did.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he played a bunch.
He needs to get one tonight. If he's
got
between
two.
The pipes.
He got two.
Two,
dubs.
One, and one.
Ah, good for him.
All right.
With a 3.19 goals against average in his four games.
And what is Darcy's goal?
Darcy's goals against, I want to say, is about 3.2,
3.3-ish. Similar, play the kid.
Chucky's before lately was around 2.7, 2.8. Yeah.
He's not really a kid.
I mean, okay.
He's 28.
Journeyman.
Yes.
Kid to us.
Yeah. Yes.
I could easily be his dad.
Almost everybody's a kid to us.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. You want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines? 800-636-1067 is the number. You can always text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You're on the Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. We're always intrigued by heist stories.
Always.
In L.A., $30 million in cash was stolen from a building where the burglars apparently went through the roof. So it's something straight out of a movie.
It's Ocean's 11, huh?
The heist took place at Garda World in Sylmar, California.
That's definitely one of the big...
Oh, that was actually here in the United States they pulled it off?
Yeah, it was in L.A. That's one of the big, like, Brinks.
It's Heat.
It's a similar company to Brinks. It shows up. They grab cash from whatever businesses they have contracts with. And I guess this is a holding facility for the cash that the burglars knew about.
Mm-hmm. Inside job.
They broke through the roof. They gained access to the vault without triggering the facility's alarm system.
Mm-hmm.
As Cakes mentioned, the business stores and handles large amounts of cash for other businesses. And they didn't even discover the burglary until Monday. So it happened on Sunday evening.
Hmm.
And then they discover on Monday, and $30 million. It's the largest heist since 1997 when six men robbed a Dunbar armored facility of $18.9 million.
I'll tell you this. When I was slinging toys back in the day, and when I was working in the front end of the store, there was very little pressure like there was when I saw like the armored car guy coming in to pick up the cash from the safe.
Right.
Because I would have to stop what I was doing, go up into the cash room, make sure that my feeble brain could remember how to get into the safe. Because those guys don't mess around. They want to be in your business with the smallest time possible, get their cash, and get back out to their truck.
Right.
Because all they are is just a moving target, wherever they are. People just waiting to rob them.
Are there always two guys, and there's a driver?
I think
and
there's a minimum of two guys in every truck, because one guy stays with the truck while the other guy goes in and makes the pickup inside the business.
Yeah.
Because that dude is standing right over, he's standing 2 feet away from you while you're doing the safe bit. He's got a gun. He's got his big mm-hmm. bag. He stuffs the cash in, and he does not want you to mess up the safe. He wants you to get in there, get the money so he can get to his next spot.
Mm.
Definitely a few times I fouled up the safe and had to take a step back, do the combo, you know, because it's not like a bike lock safe where you just flip four numbers or whatever the combo is. I mean, it's like turn it to the left two times, go back past the original number.
Right.
Like it's a real legit safe.
Right.
Kind of hard for my brain to comprehend.
How much money would you transfer back in the day? How much was Toys R Us bringing in?
The guy's picking up thousands of dollars in cash every time he comes in.
What's the most you ever handled, Cakes? Do you know? I mean, did you ever handle like more than $20,000?
Probably $20,000 to $35,000 per drop, depending on what day it is, what time of day he's coming in.
I often, when I worked at Indian Spring, which is no longer, they would give me the till.
Yeah.
And like from the day or whatever from the club, and I would be the guy that would have to take it to the bank.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh. And it was kind of a show.
You're the target at that point. Yeah.
I felt like a huge target. And I just had like a bank zipper lock thing. I mean, it was pretty obvious I was bringing a boatload of cash.
You had like a canvas bag with a zipper on top that you put some cash in.
Yeah. I was like, this is kind of a show.
Bank. Like, what's this guy
doing? They
gave
it to the lowest guy in the totem pole.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a huge deal. I wonder how long that whoever did it planned it.
And then there was also like a picture of the building, like on the side of the building. It looked like a chunk of the wall had been like blowed out.
Yeah.
There was like rubble next to the building. Like,
and there's no video or anything
of the actual heist?
Yeah, there's got to be cameras around.
Of the guys? Like, I'm saying, how did they avoid the cameras?
Yeah,
I was
going
to say, there has to be cameras.
There must be inside the building where they...
But aren't they going to catch it because...
Well, every heist crew needs a tech guy.
Right? Tech guy.
You got a tech guy that can put the freeze frame on the cameras.
Oh, right. Yeah. Or
scramble it.
If you really want to go old school, you spray something over you.
Yeah.
You get in the building, you spray the camera.
Yeah, but then they see you.
Yeah.
You're wearing a mask. You're wearing some form of a mask.
Or you put a picture in front of the camera so it looks
It's still going.
Yeah, like it's still going.
That was in that's an Ocean's 11 move.
Yeah.
Remember they had a video of the vault, on a loop.
Don't they just look at when it's all said and done, all right, so you're gonna get away with it that night. But don't they just look at the next block over and see you driving? They check every
It's gotta be cameras on the street, especially.
Yeah. No, you have a switch car.
Come on.
I mean, this is heist 101 stuff.
I know, but these guys always get caught. They always get caught.
A lot of times they do get caught.
This seems very planned out.
It's definitely planned out.
You need a wheel man.
Okay.
You need
your baby driver.
You need a tech. You need a tech guy.
Yeah.
All right. Who can scramble the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
You need demolition man.
All right. Be honest.
And a safe cracker.
Yes. Then you need the safe cracker. Yeah. And then you need the mastermind.
Yeah.
Those are everything you need in a heist.
Yeah. You need at least a five-man crew.
Do you think, be honest, do you think you could engineer, you could get a crew? And you could engineer a successful heist.
Plan a heist?
It's you could plan a heist, and you and your crew are not going to get arrested.
I need, well, here's the th- I feel like I could plan one, but I need to know the mark. Because that's the hardest part is picking out the place,
the target,
the target that's vulnerable target? For a heist.
It's a good point.
Well, I don't know.
You got a case.
How do you case the joint?
Let's say I gave you 6 months.
Where am I robbing? What am I robbing?
Yeah, a bank. Is he robbing?
Am I robbing
car?
A bank?
What is it?
Am I robbing an armored car?
I don't like to promote this kind of thing, but theoretically, a bank. Could you pull it? Do you think you're smart enough to pull it? Because I actually don't. I think you're a smart guy. I don't think you can.
I think I'm smart enough to do it. I don't think I have the balls to go through with it.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank God.
I would end up puking all over the place.
Here's a business idea.
Yeah.
Escape rooms are popular.
Yeah. They are, yes.
There's one in Rio in Gaithersburg.
One at National Harbor. I did an appearance there about a year ago.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Yes. No, we try to start a business where you break in. Yeah. It's the opposite of the escape room.
Oh,
hey, that you have a reward.
Yeah.
You have a reward, like you have a vault.
We have a fake bank.
Everybody like fake guns and everything. Yes. And pow pow.
Exactly.
That's our business.
That's your new thing is pow pow.
Hey, Valdez, would anybody on the show make your ice squad? Could we offer anything to you?
Yeah. Anybody here? Anybody here make the cut?
Jason says he's a great driver. He could be here.
Could be the wheelman.
I'm the best driver in the country.
Actually, I might need Dina to be the wheelman. So she drives Eric everywhere.
That's a good point.
I don't think I could offer you anything. I don't have any skill.
None of us can be like that contortionist in Ocean's 11.
The guy that fits into a tiny box. Into the vault? No.
Not very flexible.
I also don't have the courage.
Actually, I might need JP to flame the bank teller to distract him or her.
It's a good bit.
It's a good one.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I offer anything to this crew.
Yeah, JP, go tell her the show's history. Yeah. And then I sneak around back.
Talk to her about your book.
We have a book signing.
Hey, thanks for distraction. You'll take it.
We're having a book signing at the Wells Fargo.
Will these guys be caught? I say yes.
I think eventually they will be caught. Like, doesn't this money have serial numbers all over it? Like, that facility has to know exactly what money was taken.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they might be taking the money to the Ozarks and then they're going to launder
it. They're laundering the money now. Yes. That's true. Or casinos.
Yeah, you got to get rid of the dye pack. The dye packs.
Beware of those dye packs.
Just 2 years ago, some guy stole $100 million from a truck in Southern California.
Yeah.
They were never caught.
I think it was
them.
Gems.
That was jewels. It
jewels
wasn't cash.
And gems.
And they never caught the guys?
No. They don't always catch them.
Sure? How do you know they didn't catch them?
No, I know they don't catch them right away, but I feel like they always do eventually catch them. No?
No, in the story about this heist right here, it said.
They haven't caught those guys from 2 years ago?
From 2 years ago.
Yeah, Clooney got away with
the guys,
it again.
The guys who
smuggled
probably the
jewels, are out of the country.
Did they make their wives put them in their hair in the buns like they did in Casino?
I know there's one more in there.
Joe Pesci's shaking her head trying to get all the diamonds out.
Yeah. The night constable. You're looking at him.
Yeah.
All right. Got to take a break. Coming up next, we will actually talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5 here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.